Hi, and welcome to Before You Buy. I'm Miriam Jouar, and this here is the HTC One A9. Yes, it's a very, very sexy looking phone that comes from us from HTC and looks a lot like an iPhone. But let's not worry about that too much. I want to just point it out because I want to get it out of the way right away. This is a phenomenal phone. I'll start with that so I can get you guys a little excited. As you can see, it's got a 1080p display. This is a 5-inch display, and it's an AMOLED display. And honestly, it's really, really nice AMOLED display. It's got some really great color quality to it. Amazing viewing angles, as you can see, because AMOLED is like that. And you'll immediately notice something unusual about this phone is that unlike other HTC phones, it doesn't have the Boomsound dual speakers. Instead, down here is a fingerprint reader, and it lets you unlock the phone, as you can see, very, very quickly. Another thing you'll notice right away is that this does not look like HTC Sense. Well, it's because I put the Android, Google Now Launcher on there. But let me switch it back so you can see, because one of the things about this phone is, as you can see, the tray here looks very much like a Nexus. It's because Sense is super lightweight on this phone. So flipping it over, of course, is where some interesting stuff is happening. This is a brushed aluminum. This is a full unibody brushed aluminum finish. There are four colors available. There's a silver. This is a kind of a dark gray, space gray or whatever is what Apple would call this. And then there is a garnet red, which is kind of like a very dark, almost like red wine red. And then there's going to be a gold version. And as you can see, one of the things I like about this is, even though it does kind of look like an iPhone, you have to remember that HTC came out with the M7 design before the iPhone 6 and 6S and 6 Plus and 6S Plus. And so this is actually, you know, something that they're carrying on. And this is why I kind of laughingly said it's a bit of an iPhone imitation, because it really isn't. It is really HTC, you know, kind of pushing their design further. And, you know, of course, you know, using cues from a successful competing device. So you can see the antenna bars are seamlessly integrated here, like on the M7. It's zero gap construction, very thin. And then, of course, it is a bit more plastic, a little bit of a plastic window at the top. I'm not sure if we can see that in the video, but it's very well concealed. Instead of having this kind of ugly arc that you see on the iPhones, there's none of that. It's just a single line top and bottom. The camera is centered. It does stick out a little bit. And here's the exciting news. This is a 13 megapixel camera with optical image stabilization. It has OIS, and you know how much that matters in a modern phone camera. And I'll talk about the camera performance in a second. It is tremendous. You've got a dual LED flash here and a secondary microphone right underneath the main camera. Bunch of regulatory printing down here and the beautiful HTC logo. So back to the front, and again, fingerprint reader, very fast, very effective. You've got a 4-megapixel camera here on the front. This is a ultra pixel, something HTC's been doing a lot of its phones, like the M9 and the M8, M9 Plus. And this is a no autofocus, it's the front facing, but it's a large pixels, 4-megapixel, great in low light for selfies. And of course, you have the earpiece up here, some sensors. There is a notification light embedded up here as well. At the bottom here, you have, sadly not centered, a micro USB charge and data port, and the speaker, that's the mono speaker. It's a good sounding mono speaker, but again, no boom sound here. And of course, headphone jack, primary mic. Now, what's interesting is that this device can support up to 192 kilohertz 24-bit audio, and it will upsample audio of a lower sample rate and lower audio quality to that sample rate. And it'll actually up, not sample, but it will actually play back 16-bit as 24-bit. And actually, it sounds a little better, and this is one of the first phones to do that. There are many phones that play back 192 24-bit, but this is, you know, really a lot of attention to detail to the audio quality, despite the lack of boom sound speakers. So if you're listening with headphones, this is a really fantastic phone for playback. The power lock key is ridged in this really gorgeously beautiful feel to it. You can immediately know you're touching the power lock key instead of the volume rocker. The volume rocker is up here. And again, you know, full metal construction, 2.5D glass. The glass kind of bends over the edge a little bit here. It's really beautifully made. And you know, it does certainly feel and look a lot like an iPhone in that sense. But, you know, if the iPhone is a successful product, why not make something that looks like it? But here's something that's different. And that's the fact that you'll see what looks like two SIM trays here. And it's not dual SIM, actually. It is single SIM at the top here with a micro SD card slot at the bottom. So that's really cool. This phone comes in two versions. There is a 2 gigabyte of RAM, 16 gigabyte of storage version, and a 3 gigabyte of RAM, 32 gigabyte of storage version. The lesser version is shipping to Europe and some parts of Asia, and the better version is going to be available in the US and also other parts of Asia. And so this is actually the European version, the 2 gig, 16 gig, but, and because of that, it also does not have LTE bands that are compatible with the US. But obviously, when you buy this phone from HTC, and by the way, this is very exciting, you can buy this phone unlocked from HTC on their website, full price, that works on any carrier, and it's, you know, it's the first time they've done it quite like that. And the one you'll get in the US is the 3 gig, 32 gig version. But remember, there's a micro SD card slot, so you can always expand the storage. Now, you're going to say, this is definitely a flagship-looking phone. I mean, the specs, the build quality, the materials, the OIS on the camera, this gorgeous display, and so on and so on. And it's, of course, running Marshmallow, which is it's the first non-Nexus device, from another manufacturer than Google, running Marshmallow out of the box, which is really exciting. So, you know, it's going to cost you, right? I mean, clearly this is like a high-end phone. Well, it is billed basically as kind of an iconic flagship type phone, but it actually, and it supersedes the M9, but it actually isn't really a flagship because the price is kind of crazy. It's $399 for this phone, unlocked for the 3 gigabyte, 32 gigabyte version. And, like I said, available on HTC's website. But there is some things you should know, and that's the specs are kind of mid-range. I mean, the 1080p 5-inch display, but also inside is a Snapdragon 617. That's an octa-core mid-range processor from Qualcomm. And you're going to say, why would they do that? Well, because you know what? Ultimately, this phone is not about the specs. It's not about putting a spec sheet out. It's about giving users an extremely awesome user experience. And yes, some things are helping, like OIS, to give you an extremely awesome user experience on the camera. But on the processor, you know, it's perfectly snappy. This thing just flies. You don't really notice anything, slowing you down in any way, shape, or form. And, you know, I really don't think it matters. Unless you're maybe playing some super hardcore games, you really won't notice this at all. So an interesting thing here, by the way, since it's Marshmallow, you can hold the Google Now button, get contextual info about what's on the screen. And then here, this is an article about Pebble Time, so you can see some Pebble Time. It's all about Android. It found this on the page, and it gives you contextual information in Google Now. As you can see, everything is buttery smooth, Snapdragon 617. So a lot of people are going to be put off by the fact that it looks like an iPhone, by the fact that it has a mid-range processor. But honestly, you know, this feels like a flagship to me. This is going to be my daily driver because I'm so impressed. I'm not sure I need a Nexus this year. Also, I was going to show you the how lightweight Sense is. So let me actually show you that by going back to the default launcher here. And this is what HTC Sense look like. So you have that little widget here that lets you select if you're out at home or at work. That's, you know, the widget you can remove. Of course, the awesome time and weather widget from HTC. And instead of Google Now, if you swipe this way, you get, I disabled this actually accidentally by removing the News Republic app, but it's their Blink feed, which is a news feed that appears in the screen when you swipe to the side. So that's what it looks like. And then the only time you really know, as you saw, that you're in Sense is in the settings. Everything else, as I said, even this icon, quick icon tray, is pretty much straight out of a Nexus. So I think they've done a very, very good job at making Sense super lightweight. Even though I prefer the Google Now Launcher and the Android keyboard, you know, I think this is as close as you can get to a Nexus for a price that can't be beat, with an industrial design and building materials that are incredible. And again, performance is really not an issue running a mid-range processor. And again, you know, there are, like, even a Snapdragon 400 series is a pretty damn awesome processor. So, you know, really, this is about user experience. And let's talk about that. Let me show you the camera real quick. They've changed the UI a little bit. You still have a pro mode here, obviously, that lets you do everything manual controls, which is great. Let me actually put this down for a second, take off my Huawei watch real quick, and show you, you know, use that as a subject for the camera. As you can see here, I'm playing in manual controls, so everything is a little blown out, but I can adjust this manually and, you know, manual focus even. So I can do this and take a shot. And as you can see, it's super fast. There you have it, the shot I took. Really high quality manual focus. I was just doing it really quickly to show you. So the pro mode is great. There is a low light shot. Really tons of detail. The OIS really helps incredibly here. You can see this is in the dark, and this tree has, this palm tree has tons of detail. This is near my house in San Francisco. And, you know, I took the same picture of the Nexus 5X, which we reviewed last week, and you'll see that this is actually a slightly better shot. It is a phenomenal camera. As much as the M9 camera was a disappointment, HTC has completely redeemed itself. Here, look at this full auto shot with even with some light trails here on the side. And you've got, you know, an incredible amount of detail. No noise whatsoever to speak of. Really remarkable. It's up there with the G4, the Note 5. This, I couldn't even resolve this with the naked eye. Actually, in camera, it looks about as dark as it was to the naked eye. Yet, if I zoom in on this, you'll see that you get an incredible amount of detail of this mural at night because of the OIS. And here you can probably see a little better. This does look very dark because it's on purpose. It's a super long exposure. But look at the amount of detail in the windows and even that fence. OIS is totally helping out here. There's another great shot, full auto of the bus going by. So I did a lot of, obviously, trying to do low light shots because that's what I wanted to kind of establish whether this was worthy. Here's a fully manual controlled macro shot of this fork. And look at the level of detail on this fork. So the F over 2.0, by the way, there's a beautiful day shot of an old Mercedes. This is Lake Merritt in Oakland. And here, you know, you can see me in the reflection taking a picture. This double pane window, tons of detail. You can see a bit of blurriness because it's a triple pane glass. And there's a macro shot, incredible amount of detail. This camera is really quite remarkable. So HTC's done it here. They finally redeemed themselves with a phone that we, people who enjoy a good, solid, all-rounded device will enjoy. And kudos to them for doing that. I let's go through the pros and cons really quickly and give you my recommendation. So the pros, a beautiful design. It's going to be very, what's the word, polarizing, because some people are going to not like that it's like an iPhone. But I think that the iPhone is a really good design, and why not? If you've already done this antenna bar stuff before everyone else, and you know, it's kind of really just an iteration of HTC's design, so why not make a phone that looks and feels as great as the iPhone? It is 7 millimeter thin. It is really super thin. Everything is metal and glass. It is gorgeous. Fast fingerprint reader, great specs, great camera. So build quality and materials is definitely a pro. Camera is definitely a pro. Overall experience, again, you know, a good balance of elements. And by the way, as a side note, the battery is a 2150 milliamp hours. It seems like a low amount, but it really isn't. With this processor, I have had zero issues with battery life. You know, I'm here, I've used it all day here, and as you can see, 79%, and we're what, at 4:30 in the afternoon. So it's just doing great with battery. And then the cons, there are a few things. The camera does not support 4K video. So You know, you get OIS on like the base iPhone. You need to go to the Plus to get the OIS on an iPhone. But the iPhones can do 4K this year. So this is more like last year's iPhone 6 and 6S, 6 Plus. What else? You still get a bit of sense. It's not a completely pure Android experience. So for some people, that will be a drawback. And finally, the last drawback is no wireless charging. Not that any other HTC phones have wireless charging. But, you know, it's a nice feature to have in some cases. But as a side note, it does have Quick Charge 3.0 on the micro USB, which means it can charge the phone in about 90 minutes. Actually, probably less than that. Probably in about an hour, which is really quite amazing. So even if the battery is a bit low and you feel like you're going through too much battery, you can just charge for a few minutes and you'll get back to enough time to use the phone for the rest of the day. So what's the verdict? You know, what is this? What has HTC done here? They have made what should have been their flagship this year. They basically, the M9 should have been skipped, and this HTC A9 should have been their flagship. And so for me, it's an absolute buy. This reinstates my faith in HTC's engineering chops. The design, arguably, is a copycat design for some. For me, I think it's an evolution of HTC's existing designs. So I'm not going to, ding them on that. But I think it's a buy. At that price, you just cannot go wrong. $399 for this phone with 3 gigs of RAM and 32 gigs of storage, with this amazing user experience and polished, marshmallow Nexus-like experience is an incredible price for this build-in material. So, go get it is all I have to say. Yes, so this is the HTC One A9, and I'm Miriam for Before You Buy. Cheers.